We found the melacha of Kesev. We have a Mishnah, Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel, that brings down the Kesev Shtei Oisius Yichayiv. We have a Mishnah Daf Kuf Dalam Beis. The Mishnah over there says, the Kesev Ois Achas, Samuch Liksav, your Potter. So it's firstly clear that the Shia to Bechayiv yourself is true. However, we only write one, the case is Potter. Now, what is the Gedder of Potter? That means the Gedder Shabbos, we know there are three levels. There's Chayiv, there's Potter, there's Mutter. Chayiv means it's a get of deraisa, you get an oinish, if it's mezi with edim and skilo, if it's a case of shogeg, case of korban, chatas, potter means potter avloser, mutter means mutter legamri. When it says potter is potter avloser, you have two options. Does that mean it's only an issa derabonon? What does it mean? It's an issa deraisa, however it's not as chomadik deraisa and they get the case of oinish. When it's chayiv, you'll get skilo or kamachatas. When it's potter, still be deraisel. There's no oinish over here. Basically, the question is, when you say chachishir, the get to call Torah kula, it's applied to Shabbos, you say it's osmer Torah or not. So first, we make them bekolius. We have a sugya in the 8th part of Yuma. Over there, it's machlikas of Yechin and Rosh Lakish. By case, a person eats chalev. The shir is a gzayis. The person ate chetzi gzayis. Is that osmer Torah or is it mutamer Torah? Rabbi Yechinen says osim haTorah, mash ekin rosh lakish. The Gemara explains what it sad says osim haTorah. The Gemara brings down two reasons. Either the reason is because when you eat chetzik zayis chelev, it's chozi l'starufei, and it's shayt lita deraisa. They ever come along to aser. But only the Gemara brings down a second a makor from the pasuk haTorah. The Torah says kol chelev, says chelev you shouldn't eat. What's kol chelev? Meaning any part of the chelev you shouldn't eat. So it's soften the pasuk. This is machlokes among the Rishonim. It seems to be what is the ikker? Tosfos seems to understand the ikker is a pasuk kol chelev. Mashenkin the Ran seems to understand the ikker is svara chozin l'starufei. The Nafkamin they point out maybe between the two makaris if it's chozin l'starufei the pasuk negate chetzi shir negate a mitzvah. Let's say it's lo pesach. Person did not have a gezayis of matzah. He only had a chetzi gezayis of matzah. Negate chozin l'starufei. You could argue the point to say the idea of chetzi shir by a mitzvah and iti chetzi gzayis matzo. On the tzad over here of the pasuk kol chelev, there's no reason or makor to tell a person to eat chetzi gzayis matzo. You're not eating the shir of matzo, and therefore there's no reason to eat matzo. Ma'aseh in this machlokes in kol Torah kula of Yerchon Hashlokus, it's very clear that we pass like a Yerchon is osmer Torah. Rashi by us in Shabbos daf ayin dalid, the Rabbi in Hilchos Shvishas Osir by Yom Kippur. If Paskin and Yom Kippur, a person eats a shear, is going to be the oinish of Chorus. Less than a shear, still is also min haTorah. That's Beklolius. Next level is Negeh to Shabbos. Once you Paskin Kol haTorah Kula, Chetashir also min haTorah, what happens if you do Borer, but less than the shear? Bishul is Shear Kegregris, you do less than the Shear Kegregris. What's the loch in that case? So the two examples I spoke out, Bishul and Borer, is a Gemara defined Dalit. It says over there on Rashi, the words of Gemara explains Rashi. No, we pass in Chetishir is also min haTorah, like Rabbi Yechon. Therefore, Hurdim by Borer and Bishul is also min haTorah. The Ritva says that way in the Sugya and Dafayin Dalad, the Meiri, the Azrua, or Grace Oshri, they're very clear that Chetishir is also min haTorah, and Bishul and Borer, we take the idea of Kol Torah Kula to Shabbos. Asana Sheni, there's an Aguda, another Rishon, he wants to disagree. It's a chedishir neged to kol haTorah kula. Have a Shabbos, it might be potter avol osur, but only in istir apolon, not a case of deraisa. Now, why should Shabbos be any different than kol haTorah kula? So there are l'chura three svaras the achronim speak about. One is the bialocha being down the Chab Tzvi that he wants a taino. Really depends. What is the ikker? Is the ikker the pasuk, or is the ikker the end of chazal tzurufei? If the ikur is a pasuk of kol chelev, negate to the sugya davka of achilo. Negate to Yom Kippur is achilo. Chelev is achilo. Since the Chacham Tzvi, Momshan Tosfos, since the ikur is a pasuk, it's not negate to Shabbos, and therefore Shabbos will not have the chumim chatshir osim haTorah. Coming to be a lochani, and it says, no, that's not Pshan and Tosfos. He quotes this idea, and he says, if it's chazal l'strufei, about it's deraiso. But even on the side of the pasuk of kol chelev, negate to achilo, Kol chelev is a giloy how it works, says the Chofetz Chaim. It's a giloy. Kol chelev, come tell you. Therefore, anything that's chazal l'starufei, they will come up to aser. Therefore, at the end of the day, since the mice neged to Shabbos chazal tzurufei, be a case of the raisa. But once for a while, Shabbos be more liked because it's mitznik is a pasuk. A second svara, we have a pasuk in Vayikra, ma'am earth ba'saisa. The Gemara in Shabbos and Afkim Omer Aleph. The Gemara discusses, let's say a person does part of the melacha, not the entire melacha. The Gemara says ba'saisa kuloi loy miktsaso. The Gemara is a drasha. The person does a kira without a nocha. Not even Issa Deraisa, only an Issa Derabanan. Says I'm a bit, same thing negate to any shear on Shabbos. Person writes or does any melach on Shabbos, does Bishul or Grazes less than a shear, we have a special pasuk in Shabbos, Basaisa Kuloi, Vlay Maksasa. This is the case of Maksasa. A third reason why Shabbos should be more liked is that we spoke out at the beginning of this man, there's a Rashbam Babasa Dachdunhei, the Rashbam says, the idea of shiur is melech machshavas also Torah. When you have less than a shiur, it's not melech machshavas. Not melech machshavas, not lichle get of it's the raisa. So three makaris why called Aguda, a reason why it should be drabonon. And therefore, the bealoch, the big down, the zechsam tzvi, he wants them mitzadid, echnami, chet shiur, bekolot, and all of Shabbos be only drabonon. The Avnezer brings down ay Rashi, and daf ayin dalet, says Rashi is a tas yochid. We don't go like Rashi. And the Shulchan Shloimo, and the Gil Masham, Gil Marsha and the Marsham, they want taina that in Shabbos Chetsh is only din drabbanon. Atzad Hasheni, the three reasons why to say Shabbos is for Chetsh should be a case of a teraisa. One is you say like the Ran, the Ikka Makor is Chazal Lestirufei. Shabbos is the Mais Chazal Lestirufei, so should be a teraisa. Number two, even want to tell me no, the Ikka Makor is as Achila, and therefore Shabbos should be not Nichol and Gedav Achila Shabbai. There's a Maisa a Teres Koinim. That brings down that we say loy sasa kol melacha, just like it says kol chelav. Chelav is also kol chelav is also. Says Torah's koinim kol melacha. Also, melacha is also kol melacha. We have a special drasha in Shabbos. Chetshir is also matara. A third reason, come on, lecha mishnah. We have a pasuk in Shemois. We have mashvi tishbois. Tishbois means on Shabbos you should rest. Rest does not mean you should only rest. You're doing the shir of kigregris by bishul. It means rest from everything, totally. So we have a special pasuk, Yemashi Tishbos is Lechem Mishnah, that only by Shabbos we have a Chedesh Yitz, or can be Asim HaTorah. So we have three reasons for Gert, why it should be over here, whether the reason is Chazit Sarufei or not, still come up to be Machber, and say by Shabbos, it could be Asir, like Kol Torah Kulo. And therefore there's a Vush this way, the early Shabbos and Simen Shin Yates are very clear this way, Akam the Mishnah brings down early Shabbos, Nathra, Yesh Lodin, the Mogarim also in Simen Shin Mem, and it's pierced on Mechilto. Zayis Ranan says Osim HaTorah, Tayser Shabbos, Prima Godim, Lechido, the Shuras Yaakov, the Beis Meir, the Chai Odom, Terei Sol, Orch HaShulchan, Graz, Mishabura, Lechol Pachas, 8 different times in the Shabbos, says a Chetishir, the Maestas, Osim HaTorah. That's the Ikea, the Rishonim, the place can go, that this idea over here, that we take the Chetishir by Kol HaTorah Kulo, and Yumo, we'll take it also the case of Shabbos. I, the Mishnah of Kuf Dalet says, the person writes one ois, it says the word potter, and Rashi in Nafkimu Malo says it's Potter Abul Osir, only in Dindu Rabbanon. Says the Bialocha, what it means Rabbanon is Al Kaponim is Rabbanon, but could be a case of Derisa, no Einish. It means at least the Isser of Rabbanon. So we went to the second level, went from Kol Tarkula to Shabbos Beklolius, Mishnah Brura starting off the case of Grazes. Again, the case of the Gemara is Bayer and the case of Bishul, of Fia. However, what about case of Kesev? Maybe Kesev is different. Writing might be different. First, the idea of Kesev, the Makor for what happened in the Mishkan, where was Kesev in the Mishkan? The cases, it was written upon the Kroshim. We had 48 Kroshim, 20 on one side, 20 on the other side, and 8 in the back. 48 Kroshim. How do they write in the Kroshim? It's Machlokes, the Ram by Osir Pirsh Mishnayot, Daf Kof Gimel, and Rashi and Daf Ayin Hei. Rashi understands the reason when a person writes one ois gedolah, your potter, says Rashi, you know why? Because in the Mishkan, they only wrote two oises at a time. They wrote always, when I put the Kroshim in order, they wrote Aleph next to Aleph. Then Beis next to Beis. Gimel next to Gimel, Adal next to Dalet, and so on and so forth. There never was in the Mishkan a case of one ois. Therefore, the reason why the Shir is a case of Shtei Oisi is because the Mishkan was always two. That's Rashi. The Rambam by Osir Pirsh Mishnayos and the Kuf Gimel, he says, no, the way it was in the Mishkan was, on the first character is Aleph, the second character is Beis, third character is Gimel, fourth is Dalet, when he got to Yud was 10, the 11th was Yud Aleph, And then the 12th was Yud Beis, and your Gimel Yidal Til Chof. And the other side was the same thing. It says Rambam, since in the Mishkan there was a case of two, it sounds like Chazal decided to get over here is two. Therefore, that reason, that's why Kleitus Shtei Oisius. So come down, what the Metzius was in the Mishkan, Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, and an argument which you mentioned, the second Chabura seems to be, where are we learning out Shurim from? Ishurim have to be learned out from the Mishkan, or it was really up to Chazal. The Rashi says, if it was not in the Mishkan, then Echrami cannot be Mechayiv. And therefore, if it was the Mishkan, it would be Mechayiv. Therefore, the Mishkan was only a case of 2, 2, and 2. Aleph, base next to base. Mashenk and the Rambam said no. The case of, when they got to the 11th Kerish, says the word Yud Aleph. Now, negate the Kosev, why should Kosev be different than negate the Chatzisher?
Why should it be 2? Should
it
be 20? According to the Rambam.
It got to 20. Yud Aleph, but the Shir, you always want Yud Aleph. That's 2 Oisius. And your base is 2 Oisius.
Why 2?
It sounds like Chazal decided it. Chazal is not sure. Yeah, build upon that story that they got it from the Mishkan. That's what happened there. They're not forced to do things that are in the Mishkan. Well, we'll get to that. Now, to get to simply kosev, when a person eats pasa b'cholav, this is Issa Manatayro, loisav ashadim b'cholav imoy 3 different times. So when a person eats pasa, the chur it's chatzi shir. If a person cannot eat pasa, the Isser Shatnes is Temer and Pishtun, flax and wool. Therefore, the person puts on only wool, it's Chetzi Shir, of wearing Temer. Ksevis Karko is ink and engraving inside of you. So you write a phone number on top of you, that's just Chetzi Shir. Therefore, you cannot write a phone number on top of your body. It's Chetzi Shir. So the question is, Lechura, we do eat Basar. Maybe even a Chanukah. And we do have Temer. And we do write upon ourselves. Come, that's my colleague's place to be allowed to. Side point. The Maisa, why is not Nichol getting a Chetzi Shir? So, Tversel, he is his question. He really comes to bring out a point. Chaim Kinevsky, the Sefer Pashak Akstab, is his question on tattoos. And they come out the point of this Yisoy Shaboy. Simple idea over here. They get a Chetzi Shir is first you have to do the Isser, and then there's a Shir. Example, the Isser is eating Chalev. The Shir of the Isser. It's Gzayas. Half the shear is Chetzi Gzayas. Basta b'cholov, the Isser is Basta b'cholov. The shear of that is Gzayas. V'i Basar, that's not Chetzi Shear. That's Chetzi Isser. You didn't do the Isser. You first had to get the Isser, then have the shear. This of Shan is Semu Pishtun. Half of that is a Chesorin in the Isser. The idea of writing upon yourself is not Ksevis Karka, it's a Chesorin in the Isser. That means the gate to do the idea of shiurim, you have to first get the iser, basa b'cholav, and then on that we have the shir k'zayis and chetzi k'zayis. The gate to melachos also, they call it chetzi melacha. If you don't do the melacha yet, it's a chesed in the melacha. With this idea over here, that we understand there's two concepts, the idea of shir, that's one thing, chetzi shir, and then there's the idea of chetzi iser or chetzi melacha. Sometimes the numbers is be'etzim, the iser, be'etzim the melacha. The loch is a person that cannot carry dal amos in rishus rabim. Well, says the loch of Moshe Mitzrayim. But let's say a person he wants to do 2 amos, not a bunch of times. That we pass against the rabbanon, but one time we pass against water. Simon Shem Abtes, you want to pick up a chayfitz, move over dal two amos, put down a kira nocha, the maisets mutter. 4 amos is the raiso, 2 amos is mutter. Whatever happened in case of a chetzi shir, a tchum. Chum is alpaim amo. Rukiva says, Ripaskin, the Rai says, you bathe elf amo, 12,000 amos. So you walk 1 amo, should be chetzi shir of 12,000 amos. Should not be able to even walk 1 amo. As a fact, you're showing him betzim. So again, so one malach the Ulamasur, the Orcha Shulchan, the Rishman Beis is causing the Sugar of Dal Damas. It wants a taino, when a person does the anocho, it's not closing the Sterufay. What he means is when a person, his whole kavon is to carry something 2 amos. His kavon is to do what? Pick up, move over, put down. Once he puts it down, there's no way to connect the other 2 amos. So to do what he wants to go do, there's no way to add to what he wants to go do. Every time he wants to do something, he wants to put it down. And then he's finished, there's no way to close the roof. The chiddush idea over here. The Maaseh, the way how the Ritva, how he answers it, by Dal Amos, And Betzim gains the Ran and the Balamor, and the other, the Beismeir, the Marshagim, Shlomo Zalman, the Biashim went this way. The idea of Dal Amis, what is the Issa of Dal Amis? The Issa is the person that has his own Rishus. The person has his own Dal Amis. Al Yitzi Ishbim Koimoi. The person that gets a Tchum has his own Alpayim Amo, or Kothal Zlamis. That's his Mokab. The Issa is don't leave your Rishus. Your Rishus is Dal Amis. So when the person does two Amis, what do you do? He did not do the Issa yet. It's Chetzi Isser. Chetzi Malocha. That's not Chetzi Shir. If so, it comes out that certain times the number is not a shir. The number is the definition of the Isser. Dal Amis is not the Isser is carrying anything and Dal is the shir. The Isser is Dal Amis. And two Amis is chsoron in the Malacha itself. With that, take a step further. We had the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel. Elam so begin this man of the Lamites Malachas. Over there is Shi'urim brought down in the Mishnah by Bishul to say the case of Bavashu Gregorius B'Shabbos by Bain the said Bain Kolshu Achorish Kolshu does not say Shi'urim. Yet the Mishnah says Akleitzim Shtei Oisius. Mishnah says two Oisius. In fact, Taisvis in the Mishnah says five cases. It says Akleitzim Shtei Oisius, Oisius Shtei Botanirim, Oirig also Beischutim, Sei Beischutim, and Teifa Beischutim. It says five times in the Shir. By five different malachas. In fact, Tesis, why? Tesis did not give an answer. Come along the Magen Avos. He's before the Magen Avraham, 400 years ago. He comes along and says, why? Because the Mishnah does not say Shi'urim. Only says the Malacha. The Malacha, by Bishul, is cooking anything. The Shi'ur is Gregorius. The Malacha, by Kesiv, is not writing. It's writing two Oisius. It's a chilik of the Malacha. Writing two aces is the malacha. That means the number two is like Dal Amis. Four is not a shir. Four is the malacha. A kaisiv is a kaisiv shtei aces. That is the malacha. Therefore, says the Magen Avos, person writes one ace. That's not chetzi shir. That's chetzi malacha. Chetzi malacha is not vad. Is not otimah Torah. A posh is otimah Torah. That means even on the tzad, we say chetzi shir is taken from Shabbos. From Kol Torah Kula Shabbos, it's taking the Gezes, taking the Bishul, it's taking the case of Bayer. But Isis, the number two is the definition of the Isser, is not the Shir. That's one makor why they want to say Kesiv is different.
Sorry,
a set what?
Rashi
doesn't say Kesiv.
Rashi
says on Bishul and the case of Bayer. Not saying the Kesiv. We'll get that. Boyd, this is before she the Sefta, and Perek Dalet and Beyer, he writes, HaKosev Ois Achas Ein Chayv El Mishum Shvus. Brought down by the Archa Shulchan. Archa Shulchan said, Tzarchi and Gadol, it's against what I'm saying over here. So the B'nai Binyamin, on the Sefta, wants to say, Tzarchi Sefer. Meister Archa Shulchan goes on further and says, however, Ein Rishvam Gimel, what I said over there, so I assume the Olam listened to the Archa Shulchan, said, Ein Rishvam Gimel. Over there he brings down, that there's a Ramban in the Ritva that has a Kabbalah B'yadenu, that whenever Chazal says Shavuos and Shabbos, it's not like all the Rabbanon, it's much more Chumadik than the regular Rabbanon, it's Ke'ina Dereisa. It's not a level of the Dereisa Mamash of Einish, but it's a lower level of a Dereisa, Ke'ina Dereisa. So what he's saying? Like Chetishia's low level of Dereisa, Shavuos and Shabbos, he wants to be Chadish, is meaning it's a get of a Dereisa, but not the Chumadik of Dereisa. Chiddush Otsim Pshat in the Sefto. Pasha the Gedev of the Sefto is saying that Kaisa on Shabbos is only Nechel Gedev of Shavuos and the Rabban over here. The Maiso, they point out the Ari Shain who say it's only the Rabban by one ice. There's Rambam in Pirish Mishnais at the beginning of the Sefto in the Ikar Sheni. He gives example what's Nechel Gedev Chetzi Malacha. He says what's Chetzi Malacha? When Reuven writes one ice and Shimon writes one ice. That's the only example he gives. Example Chetzi Malacha is one ice. Of course Rambam that way. The Ben Yeruchim, the Chometz Chaim has a stiro. He says Chetzi is also on Shabbos. Yet by one ice, he says not also on Torah on Shabbos. Very simple. Kesiv is different. It's the case where we have only the Rabbanon. They want to back away in the Torah, in the Tosfos Rosh, the Taz. And that's an El Rabbah does pass like this, and the Machzor Shekel, and the Shulchan Shloimo, and then Minchas Chinuch brings down the Magen Avos, that's Ikar Malach over here, the Akleital, the Marsham. They pass him Numas Achronim, his Taino, Vakeret, and even though Chetzi Shir might be also on Shabbos, but not negated to Isis.
Be by all five of the Mishnah.
And all five, yeah, because Chinuch says it five different times, actually. As far as I remember, four times he brings it down. And Chanami, that this idea is negated to everything it says in the Mishnah. Atzad Hasheni, Maestro Ilm Saw the Chavetz Chaim, he did not go this way. And also you have Raya Sfakert. Then the parak over here brings down the last Mishnah, Machlikse of Gamliel, and the Rabbanon, when a person writes two Oisius in two different Olamos, when he forgets, not sure if he has a Yediyah in between. The words of the Gemara is, when a person has a deal in between by a chetzi share, one ois, the Gemara calls it chetzi share. The last words in the parak, the Gemara calls one ois chetzi share. Black white Gemara. Void the second, Maramok would say what oisius is the chetzi of chetzi share. The Gemara by Osan Kuvdala being down, when a person writes the last ois of a sefer, the loch is yechai, even though it's one ois. So what are you chai for? Macholik among the Rishonim, the Paiskim, the chai mitzad chesiv, mitzad also the sugi of makar patish, only makar patish. Maestad aware them, even the Rambam go, they put under the sugi of chesiv. They point out, if you understand the sugi of chesiv, of two aces, is a getter of shir, unless that's a chesiron in the shir, no chesivis, I can makshiv it by finishing over the same Torah as chesiv. But you tell me the getter of two aces is why that's the melacha. How can we have mitzvah kaisiv with one ois? He didn't do the melacha. It's concerning the melacha in and of itself. We want time to feel the ram the miri. But Gary, we see over here the case of one ois is nechli get of shir shemoy. But aid, you can argue the point. Yeah. But aid, the before shem mechilta. Mechilta says the menayin shal yichta beis oisius. How can I write to oisius? Melacha v'chol melacha. Like they say v'chol chela v'chol melacha. Before shem mechilta that way. And therefore, there's a miri in Daf Gimel Beis. Miri says, "What's the case of chetzi shir?" He writes, "Like chelav is also chetzi shir. Who didn't one ois?" The miri's example is one ois. Mogan Ovis, Mogan Avram is Pirshin and Achrim Mois and Yalkut Shmoni. He says, "Also chetzi is also matoro. Tashu Shabbos, the Chido, the Graz, Mishmur is very clear that way over here. The Chosulcha, the Benishchai, they're very clear that way." Best of it comes out. The Geto Isius Pashis, it's Machlokes to Seft versus Mecholto. It's Machlokes Rambam versus the Miri. So Machloik is the Maganovus and the Marsham versus the Magavam and the Mishnah Berurah. And among the Svarm and the Paiskim seem to be Machloik's a shokel what to go do in the get to running one ace. Is that Nichol get of the Rabbanon or the Isa? Do you gain out of running a case of one ace over here?
Less than one ace would be the same thing.
Oh, we'll get to that. That's the next level. Nafkamina is when a person wants to do things to Rabbanon by either Koch Nefesh, Chilish, and Baisakona, or discussing the Rabbanon over here. That means, well, I get numerous cases by Chaylim that there's Shosh Shvos or Mila Nachri. What is exactly one ice? But let's take it a step further right now. Right now, discussing the idea of one ice, a Shaila, is that Chetzi Shir or not? What happens if a person does a partial ice? Be a dover. Gzayis is Osir by Chaylim. Chetzi Gzayis of Chaylim is also Osir. What about a Mashu of Chaylim? Is it chetzi? It has to be a half? What mashu? Pashu is no chilek. Any, the law, kol chilek, any part of chilek, you're even isn't the iso. So a person is saying two oisis and one ois. What's a partial ois? He takes the aleph, they write, start writing the aleph with the line there, and didn't do the two other lines. It's a partial ois. Is that chetzi shir? Chom tzchant is chetzi os matar, by chesiv also. Do him chesiv to chesiv. So he writes one line, part of the aleph. Is that chetzi shir or not? So, we'll get to the halacha. Mishmuel discusses when a person has shayiv on top of a sefer Torah, and he wants to remove the wax over the sefer Torah, what is the chesaron of doing that? Chofetz Chaim brings down four separate sheets among the paiskim what the problem is. Where he paskins, he comes from the Bach. The person takes off the shayiv and he reveals the oisis underneath it is over the issa deraisa moichik amnas lechtoiv. You took away the wax, which is blocking it, and now you see the ois is the moichik amnas lechtoiv issa deraisa. Therefore, we'll get to the halacha. A person, let's say, his benches stuck together, it's covering the oisis. You want to open up the benches where the oisis are. That's moichik amnas lechtoiv. You have chulent that's covered, that's stuck on your bench. You want to take it off the benches, scratch it off. That might be a baya issa deraisa moichik amnas lechtoiv where the oisis are. Now, where the oisis aren't, there won't be a problem. We'll get to why that's so. So let's say now you have your chulen on par of the ois.
Ice
against the race? No. It's moichamas lechtoiv. No, the ois is not against the race. With the wax there, you can't see it. You're uncovering the wax to get to the ois. It's called moichamas lechtoiv.
Why is it not just against the right?
What?
Well,
that's what we're speaking about, right? That's his question. That's his discussion. We'll have to discuss why that's so, but that's what he says. On that case, come on with Das Kodshim, Kedoshim, the Machacho, in the Hilchos Sefer Torah discusses the person has wax and partial oist. What's the look on that case? Right, usually the wax that's covering the whole entire oist. It's on partial oist. The chill's not on the whole entire oist. The thing that's dried up is not on the whole entire thing. It's on partial oist. What is that? So he wants a taino. When you take off the wax or the chulant, that's not nichal negedu chetzi shir. That's chetzi malacha. The malacha is to write one ois. The shir is two oisias, but it's chetzi malacha. Because Shabbos and Moshe wants to go this way. Atzad Hasheni, the gdulei akodesh. He's a pirish on the das kodshim on the eshlavam. He's not. He's a pirish. He seems to argue. So he must be a pirish.
I don't think
so. So that we'll get to. We'll get to the bialacha. We'll see what that means. I said those cases just to make you think a little bit when you get to the circular. I lahakas took those cases, get you to think, but not think about it now. Think about when you get to it. And not that simple. Fine. So now Asad Hasheni, come along again. The Gula Hakadosh. He wants a taina. What do you mean? It's being covered part of the ice. You can't read the ice. Removing it. That is chetishir. The malach is not to write anything. You're removing something. They point out the chorus before Shira Montaz. The Montaz would discuss over here. Let's say you have a sefer with the word Brooklyn Public Library. Can you open and close it? We'll get to it again this week, next week. Shalom, can you open and close it? Says the Montaz, I'll bring you a raya lemaisi, you can. Because the Gemara Kovdal and Bayez discusses when a person has oisius that are in two different places. A one of Makar of Isis in one place and others are not Nichol Negedo, they did have Kaisiv. He's discussing one Isis in Tveria, one Isis in
Sipari,
two different places, writing Isis in different places. Depends if you, if you wrote it on two separate walls, you have to do a Maisa of first cutting it out and being Makar of it or not. But he's discussing an act of writing two Isis, the case of what? When you separate the book, you're not taking apart the Isis. Taking part of partial oisius, the same ois they wrote the word b, a taking part of oisius. So we see the Ramah and the Taz are comparing two sugyas of separating a ois to separating oisius. Says the Maim Mordechai the Eglei Tal, Taz and Ramah, you're wrong. You're comparing two sugyas and no shaykhus one to another. That means Ramah Taz says no, it is the same sugya. That means we'll get to the nafkamina. What is a partial ois? It seems to me machlekes. Do you look at being as chetishir or not? Is that a question or not? Right. The Taz and Ramah are discussing, no, but what are you doing? You only set part. You're severing the ace, you're not separating from side to side. That's the problem. The ace. Yeah.
But the case of
Mechikah,
the Rosh
was Amenas. We'll get to afterwards. I don't think it's a difference. So again, so when we get to ace, we have first one ace, a second question of partial ace, got a third question. Let's say you dole an ace. You have a phone number on top of you. Anyone to wash your hands and dole it. It can be seen anyway. Is that chetishir? What is that exactly? So I see you, Lamtes Malachas, Ribiat, he discusses the question, he has Shiloh, what is the look of doling something? He has no marmokum, but I see the mice in the Hilchos Sefer Torah. It does discuss with a person who writes the UK Vovke, the look negated doling it over there. Marami Pano, Gortam Avoyz Gershuni says to dole it, that's erasing Shem Hashem. Mashaki Mashak says, what do you mean? You can still see it's 100% there. Why is it Nichol Negedo Mechiko? L'chor, the same sigil of Sefer Torah should be the sigil Negedo to Shabbos. L'chor, the Pashto, the same sigil. Kaman also, Shaila, of dulling something, is that Nichol Negedo of Chetishir? What is that exactly? What? I said, maybe, but Pashto is the same. I said exactly what you said.
Well, I think the tracing it was ready. Tracing the letter was already, it's getting worse, but it's not.
That's the.
It's dulling it, but it's not.
No, that we'll get to that. My colleagues of Yerkel Shlok is more getting better. I don't think they get to this. So, coming out again to first this chelik, 4 points. Number one, chetishir that we have by Kol Torah Kulo, Maestri Paskin Hudim Mashabis. That's clear. We have by Gazes, we have by Afia, we have by Kesa Bishol. Number two, do we take the sugya of Isis by one ice? That's the Machlokes and Shakal among the Rishonim and the Baiskim. Number three, do we take in the case of a partial ice? Seems to be a Machlokes. Number four, do we take a case of dulling? Yesh Lodin can take in the sugya of a Sefer Torah. It's not that clear what the halacha is. Fine, those are the first couple words of the Mishnah. Next, the Mishnah. Mishnah is Mamshech bein b'yamin, bein b'smol. Whether your right hand or the case of your left hand. So you have an idea of doing something b'shinoi. In fact, the Gemara, I hakmi chayiv doing either one. Ayin maisi yamin is the derech. Ma'ash enkin is small, is not derech siva b'kach. The Gemara ends over to Tirotzim. Either case, a person shol b'shnei yodov, he's ambidextrous, he can write with both hands over here. Or the case, according to B'yasi, the chayim is on the sugya of Roshim. We have a second sugya, again, to the idea of klachayad. The Gemara of Dalvin Bey is the Mishnah. The Mishnah will discuss the person writes l'achayodoy, b'ragloy, b'piv, b'farkoy, he writes the back of his hand, with his feet, with his elbow, with his mouth. The Mishnah over there says, you're potter. That means you have two different sugyas, they get the idea of what they call klachayad and shinoy. We have one idea of klachayad, kufdal and beis, which is very strange. And we have an idea of yad small and kuf kimmel. They're intertwined, but not exactly the same aloha. Two separate inyonim. First, where's the makar? Why should be that something that's klachayad is going to be not mchayfor on Shabbos? Why is it potter for? Maisi, you did the malacha you wrote. So what's achiyad? Who cares with your mouth? You didn't maisi the malacha shaboy. So in the Hilchas Gittin, over there it's brought down Simu Kumchov Gimel. Halacha is you write a get with your left hand, you're chayef. I mean, it's not chayef, it is a kosher get. It's a kosher get. In fact, the Chalkas Mechoykik, the Bichodesh, and the maisi yad small on Shabbos, not the get of Ksivo. Why is a get different? The answer, the Yisrael of Shabbos is B'tzah Melech Machshabbos. 100% Yad Smol is 100% Ksiva, it is a Kaisiv. You wrote Isis, it is Ksiva, no Shiloh. When the Geir to Shabbos, we have an idea of Melech Machshabbos also Torah. It has to be an act that's either Choshev or you Machshav the pool that you're doing this way. It's done in a strange way, that's why the Maaseh Potter. So the Makor for the Heter of Yad Smol, the Makor for the Heter of Klach Yad, the Makor is right, Kliv and the Poiskin, B'tzah Sugya Melech Machshabbos. That means we know we have by Dov Shem Eskavin, by Melech Shem Tzim Gufoy. This is another het of Melech Shevis of a case of Kulach Yad. Come on, Lengli Tal, it says, once you understand that you said over here the Miyuchid in Shabbos, Melech Shevis, I'll bring you right, that's not true. We know that somebody eats something treif, one Yom Kippah, Chilash Doi Kedarkoi, he eats Chelev Chai. He eats something bitter, mixing something mar inside. The loch is, you're not even Issa Deraisa. It's not Miuchad Shabbos. We know Anosh Loki Darkoi is not an Isser. How can you come along tiny the din Miuchad Lech Mach Shabbos and Shabbos? Obviously, call it Torah Kula. We have also a din of Kalachi Yad, the case of a Shinoi. Says that we tell a very important insight. There are two separate types of Kalachi Yads. The case with it, where the Eichus, what he calls the Eichus in the Nifl, that means the Chetzo, the Tetzo, what comes out different. And there's a case where the Shina could be in the Poyal and the Gav and the person himself, what he's doing, but the Tetzel, the Mice is the same. For example, the person when he plants in the Otzes Nokov, but Otzes She'ena Nokov, that means a flower pot has a hole within it, or a flower pot that has no hole to it. The way you plant is the same way. The Poyal does the same exact thing. There's no difference. However, what comes out, how it grows, the Eichus and the Nifl comes out differently. Something with the Eichus and the Nifl, the Chesed Shavoy, that's a kol ha-Torah kulo. Achilin shloi kedarkoi, the chilev itself is chai, is raw. That's shloi kedarkoi. This mar makes it start, the shloi kedarkoi, because that's in the chesed shavoi. That, says the Agli Tal, it's a din of kol ha-Torah kulo, and plus Shabbos. Shabbos is part of kol ha-Torah kulo. But the Maaseh, it's a din of Shina that's the kol ha-Torah kulo, plus Shabbos. Masha and Cain, he says, when it's Eichus, and only in the Poyal, the person in the Gavro. Meaning, when a person writes, Besim, we write with the right hand and left hand, it comes out different because you didn't train yourself. The Besim person can write with his left hand, he can train himself to write just with his right hand. I've done that. So therefore, for that reason, it should be Besim, the Shin is only in the Poyal. That's a Dim Yuchad and Shabbos. That means it comes out similarly in the Gerat to Shabbos. Either Shinoi is the Maaseh to be not Chayiv for, whether it's in the Poyal or in the Nifl. Just question where it's coming from. If it's in the Nifl, it's not called Tar Kulo. If it's in the Poyal, it's beside the Sugya of Shabbos Shavuot. And it seems to be that the Svarim seem to go this way, Shalom Zalman, the Ashim, or for Shabbos, Agam, they do bring down those who want to disagree. They bring down Moshe and Moshe, either the RJJ or the Devech Chomim. Moshe wants Taina, it has to be Dafka, a Eichus, has to be a Chilik in the Nifl, not in the Poyal. The person did that's not, might say not enough. They want to bring a wife from Maracha Zeruah, they want to answer the Raya. The Pasha, the basic Nafkamino, is a person discuss, let's say a person is a case of Koch Nefesh on Shabbos. you're allowed to put on the light for him. The halacha is supposed to do it b'shino if you can. You go off the light switch with the elbow and you put it on. You put it on with your face. The tetzor, the nifl, comes out the same. The light bulb is no difference. It's what a shino only in the pole, in the gavro. Do you go like this egle tal or not? That means if you want to argue the egle tal, those who want to argue the egle tal come out, you gain nothing with doing a shino with your elbow. You gain nothing doing it with your face. The mice of Ikki look around the swarm, they seem to go that there is nichol and get a v'shinoi, or come out nichol and get a v'shinoi. We discussed by putting on the refrigerator. In the case of situation nichlei b'mach mitzvah, let's make it to the rabbanon, do the case v'shinoi. And therefore, if you have a spotlight, we gain nothing out of the light inside the refrigerator, b'mach mitzvah is mutter. How do you do v'shinoi? Well, you open it with your foot. You open it with the way with the elbow. But again, the light bulb goes on the same exact way. That means if you argue on this egg tells you story, you won't be nechal and get a v'shinoi. Then you have to know, is it true that mokim mitzvah may call in case the rice of discretion on nechalai? Not that simple. Ulai. But if you go like the egg tell again, the swam seem to go, be nechal and get a v'shinoi over here. Rav Rubin, when he gives over shir about this question about what's to get a v'shinoi, he says over Maisa that Rav Yaakov Netzki and the stipler were in the army together, and on Shabbos they were told they have to shoot guns. One turned the gun upside down and shot, and one didn't. One held, I forgot which one he said over, one held, the nifl came out, it's no difference. No one's aiming for anything, they don't know how to shoot anyway. No nifl came out. Maisa, however, what's the shinoi in the gav, the poil? One held, that's nifl get of shinoi, and if you outcross nefesh, you might whatever you can. One held, maisa was nothing.
It's a killer hayal, is a shinoi.
Sorry?
It's a killer hayal. A shinoi, it's a...
No, I told about it. I told Shayla. I told you. Therefore, everyone knows when you have a letter on Shabbos, what do you go do? Everyone says make a phone call b'shinoi. Again, that's only on the tzad with this egg letal. With this egg letal, that's why you do it. Whatever the definition of shinoi, you get about is a pika, is a shinoi, maybe it's not a shinoi, maybe take a stick, nickel, get a shinoi, you have to find shinoi. But otherwise, to do it, if you don't go like the egg letal, you gain nothing by doing it that way.
What does it mean?
The meat practically, when you write with the left hand, it comes out to be different.
Look has to be different.
It comes out differently, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not like only the nifl. No.
And then the nifl comes out as a chisar.
No, but that's not a shina. That's people just going quick. That's quick. That's not a shina. That's just writing quickly. I think so. Now, in the case a person does something called achayad, let's say a person trains himself to write with his mouth, and he writes just as good as some people here write for the test. Right, they write, or my right's clear, it's very clear. Is that nichol negedim now? Of normal. And therefore, he writes to the mouth. Is that nichol negedim malasi? Let's say, for example, a person, Rahman Sulan, has no arms. And he's trained to write with his mouth. Is that nichol negedim of normal? But the shooting wants a taino, certain thing is butler died to eight of them. That's out of the window, ois, doesn't count. What taino vad nichol negedim shinoi? A gun might see it's liyaz and not go this way. And he bets him to Yehuda Yalo 250 years ago, come on, taino is no. If once you train yourself, that nichol negedim of normalcy. First, now, again, there are two separate sugyas over here you have to realize. The sugya of shinoi kodal, which is kalachayat, with the call of the back of the hand, which is strange. That's negated to all malachas. Then the idea of doing something with your left hand. Left hand is seem to be a different category. First, the question is by your left hand, how do we paskin? The Gemara has two options. According to Yaisi, you chayif your left hand. According to the Yaisi, Roshim, first test Gemara. Or do you paskin? No, you're not chayif. First, how do we paskin with your left hand? So, Betzim, the Rambam was very clear. We did not paskin Yaisi. We paskin, it's not there. Ksim bakak, nichle getev kla'achayad. The Mishmur will get to the Simishin Mem. He's going to paskin this way. We did not collect a Yaisi, not nichle getev Roshim. Fine, not nichle getev Roshim. Now, in this case, by your left hand, let's say you train yourself to write with your left hand. Right, just as good. Again, there are two cases of training yourself. One's with your mouth, one's with your left hand. For example, let's say a person took a bobby pin, put it inside a socket, he blew up his hand, lost his nerves over here, his hair went up, and he was 2 years old, and it's about 1974 this happened to him. And therefore, when he comes over and punches you, that's me, by the way, he comes over and hits you, he'll hit you with your right hand. But he writes with his left hand. He trained himself because he has to write. He doesn't know how to type. Just finger door locked him. But fine. But Maisa, he does everything. He writes with his left hand. He trained himself. So when I write my left hand on Shabbos, what is that? What is that? I trained myself. So Maisa, this chiddush goes on further and says, when a person has an arm cut off, one arm, and he trains to write with his left hand, that he wants time to know. That's normal already. He wants time to know something that's out of the parsha, but it's klodim. There's something that's here. There are people who actually are struggling with the right hand. They can train themselves to the left hand. That's definitely get a partial. That's definitely get a not shino over here. Therefore, if I write my right hand on Shabbos, that's not normal for me. That'd be case of a shino. It's my stronger hand over here. Now, negate this idea of left hand. We're saying negate ksivo. There is an interesting question. You see among the Svarim, we seem to grapple this concept. Do we take it to the melacha in general, or take it to every specific case over here? For example, before when a person, when he has a stamp, he's over the issue of creating these stamps. Let's say he stamps with right hand and left hand. People do both hands. The kleisiv is being done for him normal, but kleisiv is always done with the right hand. Do you look at the melacha is always with the right hand? Or do you look at the specific act over here? So they get to a stamp, there's a chodeshoni, or a chashabas who come from the rugged shovel, they want taina, left hand, that's normal. That's definitely getting of kleisiv. No problem here. My says it's not that simple. One is, we paskin that Roshim is not like a B.I.C. It's not the Av. Maisa is a Toldo. We're going to paskin Roshim is a Toldo. Can the Toldo be more Mechayiv than the Av itself? That means the Av will be Dafka with your left hand. Roshim we see the Mishnah is even with your Dafka with your right. Roshim we see the Mishnah is even in case of your left hand. When a person makes a mark with his left hand, is he Chayiv for it? Because Roshim is a Toldo. Can the Toldo be more than the Av? Because that's normal. If Yaisi says, we don't pass like a Yaisi. What is that? Chassidus says, no, we look at the melacha. The Ashram Tani look at the melacha, it's nechal again of left hand, your potter. Maisel or Samech, Shul Bazam says, why is that so? It's Sarachian. It's not a Shlishi, that means a Paschal. No, that is normal. And therefore, you're chayef for it. The Afrika Yam, the Vazit Paschal is Shuba. Maisel, once you're normal, look at the Rashim in and of itself, you're chayef for it. Which then you have to start grappling and thinking, if so, every letter that you write with your left hand, why not Chayim Tzadis Sugir Roshim? Which you have to answer that question. Let's take it a step further. By the case of Moichik, though I'm so ready to rush, what is the definition of Moichik erasing? Erasing is Moichik Amnas Lichtoiv. It's not erasing is the Melacha. The Melacha is preparing for Kaisiv. Very important, you said in the rush, that Moichik, the definition of Moichik is what? Preparing to write. Preparing for Kaisiv. What happens if a person erases with his left hand? Writing is with your left hand. Let's say you erase with the left hand. Do you say that preparing for Kaisiv has to have the parameters of Kaisiv? Like the Rosh says, how do you know Moichik is two oisiyas? That's the Moichik should be one ois. Because it can be better than Kaisiv. And Kaisiv is two oisiyas, and Moichik is two oisiyas. Let's say you erase with your left hand. Well, no, that's the Moichik. Avadi writing with your left hand is writing, except it's Klachayad. And this Moichik is normal. People erase with the left hand. They erase with both hands. Either hand they erase it with. The mice of the case we'll get to next number of cake. How can you go eat your cake with ice on top of it? Says the rabbi, he said, wants taino. Not that simple. My colleague said, is it also not also? He said, know what? Do cut it with your left hand. Do moich with your left hand. What time with the chayotum, hasham? What time do with your left hand? The mice of the mishabura says, moich with left hand. That's not a shino. That he wants taino. Either get the stand is preparing for kreisiv, or he can stand. The mice said, it's a normal thing to go do. Not definitely get a shino. Abnezi goes this way, think of Yama, Vod, and Shuvo. There seems to be an argument, they get to Moichik, how do you apply it? Void. They discuss when you have Brooklyn Public Library on the side. Come with the El Rabo, not that simple, what to go do? You know what? Open up the book with your left hand. That's a Shinoi. He's looking at the Locho, or something he's prepared for Christ, and definitely get a Shinoi. He's calling that get a Shinoi. Moshe, what a Chaim, and Cheshabe says, open up the book with your left hand. Tashani says, Abnezi, that's definitely get a Shinoi, that's not a Shinoi over here. I mean, it seemed to be a Shikl Das question. Sure, we have the halacha of left hand by Kesev, but how far do you take the side? Do you take it to Roshim, to the Toldo? Do you take the Moichik, which is preparing for Kesev? Yish Lod and Yish Lain. Another point to get to your left hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah, left hand was saying is by Kesev. What about by all other malachas? So the Mishnah Berurah, at the end of Sivkon Chabez, he writes very clear, quoting a Chayodom, that by all other malachas, Yechayev. All other malachas, being a reference, after all other malachas. And when he says all other malachas, does he mean all other malachas? Does he mean all? Let's take one malacha, Nitilas Hashama. Take three different examples. You punch a person. Dam comes out. You punch him with his left hand, not your right hand. The shinui. They can take it even a step further. Person wants to do milah on Shabbos with his left hand. Rabbanan, don't won't tell you about that. Let's say person does shechita on Shabbos with his left hand. Is that normal? All until Shishamo. Come with the Ram discusses in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed why the world would need a pasuk by milah to matri on Shabbos. Let the male do with his left hand. Ram discusses. Let the male do with his left hand. See male do with his left hand on Shabbos maybe. Maisa says Iran, Shita Iran, you know why? Because Mila is Hutu on Shabbos. That's why. But the Mefush Iran that says, doing the Til Shom on Shabbos with your left hand, not all Malachas. Says the Kiveg in Chulan Daf Tezvov, doing Shechita on Shabbos with your left hand, you don't do it that way. That's not normal. That's the Chaligeda of Shinoi. But wasn't she wants to go this way? First Yaakov says, what are you talking about? Maybe it's not the Chaligeda of Shinoi. But it sounds like there are, maybe when Chofetz Chaim says all means all, but Klolius. But if you try to sew, anyone who sews, I don't know if guys sew, try to sew with your left hand. Try it. It's not that easy. So come on the Chai Odom Wasai, that's Nechle Gerav Shinoi. And he is the one who says, Wisdom of Shmuel saying all Melachas, that left hand are not Shinoi. It's a Chai Odom. He says, but Tfira, come on. He writes that is Nechle Gerav of Shinoi. Try to sew with your left hand. So true, there's a klal out there, but klalius, the kol malachas is that way. The yad small, except for kaisiv nichol and gedder, of not being shinoi. But sometimes it sounds like some of the achrayim and maybe the rishonim that you have to be a little bit practical and see if that's true or not.
So not clear
gedder is normal, not normal.
Normal.
Normal. Yeah. The question is, let's say everyone's crazy and one person's normal. What is normalcy? That's a great question. Right? I know it's a big shalom among the yeshiva olam. Fine. And people argue each one l'shitasai. Fine. So now, fine. In the Mishnah so far, we went through number one, crazy shteyosius. The Mishnah goes on further and says, Bein mimim, bein b'smol. The Mishnah goes on further and says the third thing, Bein mishem echad. What is mishem echad? It says, Rashi, if you write two aleph, aleph, aleph. Rashi says that, V'chein das num shishonim p'shan in the Mishnah, Peskirid, Peskiriyaz, Ben Yeruchim, Liran, Muki Yosef, others, aleph, aleph. I assume the Olam saw the Gemara. The Gemara brings down a Braisa with five different mandiomim of Achas Mayachas, what the Loch is. In the Maskona, there is no Shita that says Aleph Aleph. So I haven't been on. Maskona, there is no Shita. Fetchim Kiveger, why in the world is Rashi and the Rav Mishnai is saying on the Mishnah Aleph Aleph when there is no such Shita over there? So the Chofetz Chaim, the Bialochi, is his question. He has one option. The Agam said maybe it's a Beisi the Mishnah, Beisi Al Tzroishim. But Beiki goes with the Mahalach and bets him the Sheet of the Man to the same Teretz. The whole Gemara of Shan, the Gemara discussing, the person wants to write something full, Shmuel, wants to write something big, and you're writing something part of that. It has to be two different Oisis, shame, could be the same thing, Shin Shin. In the case where it's a whole, a part of that, that's the five different Sheetahs. But says the Chofetz Chaim, you read Rashi slowly, a body of you, come on, it's the only right Aleph Aleph. Like you're saying in the Mishkan, people are saying, it's only Aleph Aleph. Avada that you chay for. The only shal Gemara is when it's achas, may achas, that's the different sheetahs over here. But avada you want to write aleph aleph? That's Mishem Echod, that's what Rashi says aleph aleph, then avada you chay for. The fourth thing in the Mishnah discusses when you have Shnei Salmonius. The word is Shnei Salmonius, Rashi writes, it's Dioy Visikro. Black and red ink, two different colors of ink. The Mishnah Kuf Dalam Beis, the Mishnah over there says, what do you write with? The Mishnah says, Dioi, and Sam, and Sikro, and Kumis, and Kankun. So, what's the Mishnah Kuf Gimel saying? The Mishnah Kuf Dalar Beis is saying? For it's the same point over here. It's an obvious question, you read the two Mishnahs. So you could say the Mishnah Kuf Dalar Beis discussing, there has to be Miskayim, and the Mishnah Kuf Gimel discussing what to write with, Yesh Lodin. Maisa, you read the Rambam, he says it's snapshot in the word Samonius. You want time that means making a simen. An example says the Rambam, wrote time of the Chofetz Chaim, person write Aleph to stand for Echod. Person wrote Beis to stand for Shtayim. And Gimel, he wrote for also Shalosh. That means something, Aleph stands for something. which according to this you can ask the other way. The Mishnah Kuvdalim Bey says Nutrikin. Nutrikin is what? Something stands for something. What's examples of the Rambam and Pesach Mishnayis? Kuf for carbon, Mem for Meiser. So it could be one way to maybe to Machalik is that Aleph Beis and Gimel is not something that's short for something. Beis is not short for Shtayim. Beis represents Shtayim. Kuf is short for carbon. So maybe one's short and one represents. Maybe that's the Chilik in two Mishnayis over here. Again, we have Machlekes, where the fifth thing and the fourth thing in the Mishnah is Samonius is Rashi versus Rambam. The Mishnah goes further, the fifth thing, it says B'chol Oshin. What's a Alocha of B'chol Oshin? So the simple understanding, Rashi writes in the Mishnah, B'chol Oshin means you write in Hebrew, that's Deraiso. When you write in English, there's also a case of Deraiso. Then we saw the B'alocha, and Simon Shinvav, and Sif Yud Aleph. He brings down over there 15 Rishonim, at least I see the right 20 Rishonim. They go like Rashi, Alocha of B'chol Oshin means even in English, even Issa Deraiso. The Bayah, the problem is, the more discussing over there, Alocha, when a person wants to buy a house in Eretz from a guy. The Loch is, the Gemara, in Gittin, Daf Ches, the Gemara says, you can go to a guy, buy his house, beside Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazer, it's a Mitzvah Yishuv clear Alocha of today, it's a Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and Mavin Yavin. They can go tell a guy to go buy his house and go live here. Gemara, we're telling Alocha. Says Ramo, what to go do? Do it by Kor Shulahem, and get the Ksav be written, the Ksav Shulahem. Meaning, write in Arabic. Or if it's in English, write in English. Why? It says, Ramos, Drabonon, and Mitzad Yishiv Esrol Lagozer. Ksav Shulahem is Drabonon, Yishiv Esrol Lagozer. How do we work Ksav Shulahem Drabonon? We have a Mishnah that says, Fakar, Rekhachov Tzchaim is before Shem Mishnah against you, B'chol Loshim. B'chol Loshim says Rashi, and the Rishonim is the Chaligeder of any language over here. The first halacha, be'ikah the place can go very clear. L'chura like this Chavetz Chaim, Magarvam that way by us the Shem and Shem Mem. Now the Behuda, the word of Chassam Soif and Shuvah is Chalila, Chalila, the vada halacha psuka k'loy k'ramo, Chalila. The words of Chayodim the Graz, the Chashulchan's words are mitzvah rabbal lemoich koy min asfarim. It's a mitzvah to erase it. I checked the Oiz Vahoda, they didn't erase it. But my son, our Chashulchan says mitzvah to erase it. The Shibu is very stuck holding out that way. Lemaisel, what's Pshat Ramo? What's Pshat? So those ones say that's not Pshat Ramo. This is Ramo Busha Yontif, the Eli Rabo. They want a tiny one says Beksav Shalem, meaning when the guy writes it, when he writes it. Therefore, it means the Rabbonim mitzad the guy Shaboy, not mitzad the Ksav Shaboy. They point out, you look up the Dakar Moshe inside, the Dakar Moshe writes Beksivah Shal Goyim, which is the Rabbonim. He writes that the way. They point out that clearly that's not the Makar of the Dark Moshe coming from the Ezruah. The Chavetz Chaim wants answers. If so, why are they mobbing down this Ezruah? Who is the Das Yochid? Das Yechidus. Says for Kert. That's them, we don't hold of it. But Lechumro will take it on, which is Nigvei Negeo. Saying it Lechumro. That means Be'etzem, the Gemara over there discussing you want to buy Kak Magoi and do Kleitim, even in the case of the Reislam, Isis Motor. We know the locha of can you get a goy to a meal nochi by case of the raiso? So be'etzem Teish over there in Chesed Beis discussed this question. The Baal Itish Shitor brought down in Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis says by all mitzvahs the raiso is mutter. Says the Baal Itish where did I get it from? This halacha. Baal Itish getting from the halacha Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Come on, Hashem say no raya. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is much more bigger of a mitzvah than all other mitzvahs. Meal on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I mean that's how Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is maz. It's bigger than everything. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is different. The Maisel, so we're coming along to saying over here that Be'ikah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is different. But since there is a Das Yochad or Zerua the Ksav Shlem, it's literally Gedder of a Rabbanon. Therefore, come along the Ramos being down with that Chumra Shaboy. The Vada we don't hold Ksav Shlem is in the Rabbanon, in the Raisel. But let's be chushes for this Das Yochad, the Chumra, and tell the guy to write in the case that's English over here. Let's be chushes for this Das Yochad. Meaning, very simple, a person goes to the hospital. He's a Mekoach Nefesh, they won't let you in until you sign. What to go do? Anything you write is the right stuff. But you have a right to write whatever you want. What should you write? As Chumash Boy, write in English and not in Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Mitzad, take on the Ramo L'chumro. A person, let's say, he's a Chalusha Ein Beis HaKono. V'loch is a person who should do a case of a Shina of a Derabonon. Shin Chav Ches if Yud Ches. You have to do something on Shabbos. The Paiskim said you cannot do a Shinu Rabban, even a Shinu Reisel Maisel Mutter, right with your left hand. Chaim No, Tila David, Shomazan Paskin Shinu Reisel. So finally, write the right Lashon HaKodesh B'Shinui, the left hand. But take on the Ramon L'Chumro and write it in English. Write in English. That means don't erase the Ramon from Malach over here. Take it on the Chumro over here. Now, L'maisei Kuhn the Ozrua, what is Pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says B'chol Lashon. So you have one option, the Ben Yoel Ozrua sounds like, they're saying that said B'chol Lashon means two Lashonis. Two. The case of Ksav Ashuris and Yevonis. Two. And therefore the Chofetz Chaim gets involved, two cannot be Choloshim. The Bi'omer has long shuva about it, there'll be five different kashes. Is it, has to be the Cholof, there's three over here. Is there a concept of Kol being the idea of two? It's a Chiddush over here. A second option, what the Urzu was long shah, the Mishnah was said by Choloshim, brought down by the Nidhi Yehuda, the person writes Ivrit, but you can write things in English in Hebrew. Meaning, you go over and see in Meisharim, there's a store, Kuf Nun Dalad Yud. Candy, right? I mean, you took the word candy, the candy store, and they wrote Kuf Nun Dal Yud. That's English in Lashon HaKodesh. You want to know, Rav Moshe Teshuva writes about Gimel Vav Tes, Tes Yud Yud Mem Sofet. A good time, right? He writes about having a good time in America, the Chassidim people want to have a good time. He wrote English in Hebrew. Or another word Rav Moshe writes in Teshuva, Mem Ayin Reish Aleph Vav Vav Nun Aleph. I'm going to figure that out, that one. So he writes about this thing. He took the English word, marijuana, fine, and he wrote it in Hebrew over here. Marijuana, that was spelling out. I don't want to say that, so I'm not saying it. So fine, he writes it for you in Hebrew over here, but he took the English words in Hebrew. That's B'chol Lashon over here. Ma'aseh B'alacha being the dancer, that's a Dorichik. That's Pashas, not the words of the mission over here. The Ma'aseh B'shmur ends off as Maskon is very clear. Das Yochid, Das Yochidus over here. And the Ma'aseh not to be take on at all the cues that this Ramal, except L'chumri says take it on. L'maiso, get that. L'maiso, don't know who's say Chemed, or some people who's say Chemed, he's very clear, and if you're Omer, they have a list of Rishonim. It's not Das Yochid. If you want, say Chemed, in this paragraph, he quotes the Gois Maimonides, and the Ben Yoel, and the Ben Yehuda, and the Ozruo, and the Agudo, and the Beinu Simcha, and the Beinu Baruch, and the Beinu Avram, and the Rav Yo, and the like, Yoshua, and the Shem the Mordechai. That means he has 10 Rishonim quotes. 10 Rishonim. I mean, Chofetz Chaim has his 15, he has his 10 over here. And the Mo brings it down. The Mo brings Maisa brings it down. So, Avada, we're going to take on the Avada L'chumro now for sure. Take on the L'chumro. We have 10 different Rishonim over here. Maisa the Mishmur, he ends off that saying the Nodi Behuda, saying it's a Das Yochid. They point out that the Nodi says this in Shuvah and Archaim Simon Lam and Gimel. Four tshuvas beforehand, in Simon Choftes, come along with Rabbi Yehuda, and he writes the words, Kedai Ramol Lismachalov. Mama, she says, what? Kedai can be Samech upon it.
Regarding this?
On Ksav Shalem, yeah. So the Achleinim would grapple one of the Rabbi Yehuda doing over here. Some Sophie is a Kasha, others is a Kasha. Well, my son, come along with Numis Paiskin and one Taino. When's the case of a Mir Lenochri? Mir Lenochri would not make it by the Rises. But this might be the Rabbanon. In the case of Hefzim Rubo, says that people God will be semich on this sheet over here. It's not that much of a Das Yochid. We'll take it on. Discuss the case of doing Mechira by Shtar, the Chomets and Erepesach, says people God. Ksav Shalom v'mokme Hefzim Rubo, Echnami, Talami Lenochi. Never the people God, the Chsam Sefer, Shlom Zalman, V'yoimer, Shmeshav thing down this idea also. It says we'll take on this halacha, even Lekulo. Neger to Amir Lenochi, but Sarah the Shita will together the meal and offer me. Mokme Hefzim Rubo, the Maisel will be Michael. And the Rebbe says, do not say that. People think a meal and offer is a milsa zutrahi. People say, Michael, a meal and offer, don't do that. Fine, that's not the Rebbe. A lot of places can point out, it's not that simple. There's certainly a lot of Rishonim out there. There's what to be Semichon, the Rebbe is bringing down. He brings down Tshula Chumro, but also he might take down the Kulo, but Sirif, a meal and offer, the Hefzim Rubo. One more point. There's a shell over here when people we're writing, are we writing Hebrew? What is our script? Is that Lashon HaKodesh? Is that Ksav Ashuris? How exactly do you look at what we are writing over here? So I see numerous form just left a blank and I see their understanding what we're writing is Lashon HaKodesh. However, there's a before Shephim Godim and Simon Shin Zayin. And he writes, the only time it's Ksav, only Ksav Ashuris is Lashon HaKodesh. Mash Ekin, our script over here. Shlomo Zalman goes numerous times, he's very clear. Anything that's not Ksav Ashuris is Ksav Shalehem. It's Ksav Shalehem. If so, it comes out, what are we writing, Batson? We are writing the most chumra of Ksav Shalem. Therefore, let's say you go to a hospital, and you have to get in, and they tell you you have to sign. First thing is get a go to sign. That's partial, that's aloha, clear, any meal, nachis, mutter, mokim, kof nefesh, no problem. Even chil shem by sakona, get a go to sign. That's the first thing. Can't get a go to go sign, sign with your left hand. Shinoi. Again, that's the correct thing. Sometimes it's not that simple to be shinoi. Not sure why. But let's say you can't. They say don't make some a symbol. Symbol can be worse. That's roshim. That's their isol. A symbol might not work in the left hand. They say sign it correctly. What you should do is ksav shalem. If English, well, Echnami can argue the point. Say even our script of Loshner Kodesh could set up some zalm, but definitely get a ksav shalem. Uri will answer you. There's ksav shita and ksav ashuris. What is ksav shita? Fine. Nice. Prim Gram said even ksav shita is definitely get of ksav shalem. Fine. Mitzad the chabura, they are negated kisev, the simon shemem, sef gimel, dal, hey, three sefim. Next chabura is sef gimel, chabura after is sef dal, chabura after is sef hey. However, next chabura, be'iku, we're going to focus on the ramo, not the mechaba, or mechal nas lichtav. We'll save with the chabura afterwards. The ramo is a case of cake, cake in all of its parameters. Because I see the ramo inside in tshuva, there's an orcha shabbos and a chel elf tries to get involved with all the different parameters and all the different cases negated to it. Negated to tonight, Bez Hashem, we're having a the Sibah, Smicha, Mayrev is 7:45, and Rabbi Doctor is dying for the Omid. We're starting when you get 10 people. I'm asking anyone to please start on time. Please be there on time. We're starting right away. We're watching right after Mayrev. Rabbi Yael Dov is speaking 8:15. And then Rabbi Berkowitz is going to be there at 8:35. And hopefully things will move on schedule. Even going to get some faces over here. And things will not drag out. And Bez Hashem, we should all enjoy it tonight to be a real Kavodat Torah. Shalom. Yeah. Oh, yeah.